This is GQDN for Election Day in the U.S., November 5th, 2024. Yep, it's Tuesday. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get the drink mixes, put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off your purchase if you do that. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of stuff up there. More stuff this week. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some major sales. And stuff on sale too, along with a bunch of free DLCs. Really? But we begin with PlayStation because some of the people in the UK is trying to get the disk drive for the PlayStation 5 Pro. But it turns out they're paying a lot of money for it because they had to go to eBay, according to PushSquare.com, and they had to pay about £400. And if they could get a discount, which would bring it down to £380, but £400. So if you wanted the disk drive, prepare to pay up. But we go to some other news as well, because NVIDIA, for all you PC players, says that there's an update for the video cards, and PC Gamer says now's the time to update it, because there's some high vulnerabilities that have been patched in the recent update. And that's about the update that went live on October 22nd. NVIDIA did say that the previous versions of the drivers had 8 high risks, which came with some, quote, escalation of privileges, end quote, along with some other problems, potentially. So it did show that the previous drivers did have some vulnerability, which would allow an attacker to get some permissions. And that came from their security bulletin. Now, there are some other risks that had a score of 7.8, which is pretty high. And the last one was 7.1, which means all the fixes were high priority. So if you have a gaming PC and you have NVIDIA, get it updated. I'm gonna have to do that myself. But for all of you that got some Switches, Nintendo Switch, Eurogamer says that one of the people said that Nintendo Switch 2 reveal might not be announced this year, because Nintendo did talk to Eurogamer and said it was very unlikely to reveal the Switch 2. Now, the morning's financial results from Nintendo did reveal a larger than expected drop in hardware with the software sales for the current Switch. So speaking to Eurogamer today, Seren Toto, the CEO of Japanese game industry consultee Kenan Games, did say that any mention of the Switch 2 could further impede Switch 1 sales during the console's last holiday season. So what Siken did say was, quote, Nintendo is unpredictable, but I do believe a reveal before the end of the year is very unlikely. Sales to the current model are catering more than Nintendo had already anticipated. They would implode even further if a Switch 2 announcement came before the holidays, so why would they do that? Instead, Nintendo is a lot more unlikely to wait until January to show the new devices for 2024. The ship has sailed. But Nintendo Everything said that if not this year, then maybe by the end of the current fiscal year, which is March 2025. Now, the president, Shigeru Furuta, did say that there was no change in the timeline. But if you remember, all the way back in May, he did say that the Switch 2 would be announced within the fiscal year. So he set the deadline, March, and IGN's waiting for it too, because they were anticipating Mario Kart 8 Deluxe and the Nintendo release of Mario Kart 9 for Switch 2. So what could it be? That is what we don't know. Granted that Mario Kart 8 now has 64.27 million copies sold, but what could the next Mario Kart be? Could it be the Mario Kart 8 Deluxe? Or could they be making a Mario Kart 9 for Switch 2? We shall see. Now, if you play League of Legends, you know of Arcane, the Netflix show. There will be new skins from the show going to League of Legends. This comes to us from .esports.com, and they're looking at a lot of skins. Catelyn with her combat ready beret Pillafor uniform, that would be one thing. There's also a prop color jacket and a hextech gauntlet for V. There's something there for Singed, which would include his face, along with some other things, and maybe more skins to come. Now, PC Gamer did say that Overwatch 2 released a new game mode, and apparently it was a big hit. And that was a part of the Halloween event, which was the Junkenstein's Lab, but that is a temporary game mode, and a lot of fans did love it. Alan Keller did acknowledge that, because he did say that the game was attracting about 15% of daily players, but there's going to be a balance patch that will rework on some heroes. Genji, Kiriko, Mercy, and Orisa. But since people love the Junkenstein's Lab, well, that's going to stay around for a little bit longer. And that's what Overwatch 2 did say up on Twitter. So people like it, they can stay around for a little bit longer. It's good. Now, PC Games N did say that there's something on sale. We are getting closer to the holiday season, but there may be time for something for you to get yourself. A 32-inch Samsung Odyssey G8 OLED gaming monitor. And the company, Samsung, will send you a 27-inch second monitor that is worth $230. And that is an early Black Friday deal. So they took $300 off the standard asking price on the 32-inch Odyssey. If you buy it, you get a second monitor for free. So it is the ALC Aegon Pro from Samsung. The original price is $1,300, but it's down to $1,000. And that's on the Samsung's website. And there's a 27-inch Odyssey G3 that you would get for free. So you're not getting $300 off. You're getting $530 off. Go enjoy it if you want. If you got PlayStation, the PlayStation Plus just has some free DLCs that'll be up in your PlayStation. You have the Axel Racers Free Pack 1, and there's three of them. There's a Manga Free Pack, the Megabytes Free Pack, and a Highway 35 Free Pack, which means there'll be some cars for Hot Wheels Unleashed 2. But PlayStation Plus is not required to claim the free DLC. But if you want it, Hot Wheels Unleashed 2, it's there for you. Looks fun though. Maybe this one looks kind of fun too, because Tactical Battle Shield Wall is coming to Nintendo Switch, and that comes from Overgames and the developer Nizon Production. And this is a third-person tactical battle simulator with some strategy to it. Now, there's no news on a release date for it, but you know it's coming. But one thing I should have said earlier, Age of Empires 2 via DualShockers may be play-tested on PlayStation Network. Now, that was originally released on September 1999 via DualShockers, and they do have some real-time strategy, but the Xbox version, Age of Empires 2 Definitive Edition, was released on Xbox, and PlayStation might be getting the game as well. The Age of Empires 2 Definitive Edition will be releasing next year on PlayStation 5. Well, at least that's the rumor anyway. But it is being playtested, so we'll see what happens. Now we go to PlayStation 3. Because PlayStation Lifestyle said that the lifetime sales of PlayStation 3 just went past 88 million. Now the last official figure, March 2017, was 87.4 million. And that was disclosed back 2019. But Reset Era did post an image from the Twitter user Okuno Mayoda, who might work for Sony, and did show an image of the glass display housing the PlayStation 3 consoles at Sony's headquarters. And that's what the text that's printed that reads, quote, "In memory of PlayStation 3 production manufactured 88,159,116 pieces, period, October 2006 to June 2016. Now, that's assuming that 700,000 consoles were sold after March 2017, which was not accounted for the data that Sony shared back in 2019. But we'll just see. That is all for today. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2024. All rights are reserved. So I hope you enjoy this while you're waiting for the voting results in the U.S. Go play some games, people.